Ready for another deep dive? Today, we're stepping into a world of fantasy and fan art. We're talking Rhysand, from Sarah J. Maas's A Court of Thorns and Roses series.
A popular choice.
Oh, you have no idea.
I love how fan art just adds a whole new dimension to a character, you know? Like, reading about Rhysand's violet eyes is one thing, but then seeing those details, the way artists bring them to life, that just hits different.
It's like a conversation, but visual, you know?
Exactly.
But before we get lost in the art itself, how about a little intro for anyone who hasn't met Rhysand yet?
Right, so Rhysand, he's the High Lord of the Night Court.
Basically, top-tier fairy royalty.
Exactly. But, and this is key, he's not your typical fairy tale king. Like, not even close. He's got this whole, duality.
Oh, for sure. The articles you sent, they all talk about how he's this magnetic figure, but also mysterious, powerful, and the fans, well, they're clearly head over heels for more than just his looks, right?
Oh, definitely. I mean, Rhysand, he's got that dark hair, violet eyes thing going on.
Which, I mean, come on, helps.
Sure, sure, but there's this whole other layer to him. He's arrogant sometimes, aloof, almost like he's playing a part.
Putting on a front.
Yeah. But underneath, there's this deeply emotional, fiercely protective side.
And he carries so much responsibility. You really feel that weight on him.
That's what makes him so intriguing to people, I think.
And intriguing he is, because we're talking 8.9 billion with a B views on that hashtag Akatar tag on TikTok. A lot of that is fan art, too.
Yeah. And this is what I find so fascinating, how artists take that essence of Rhysand and put it onto a canvas. Like his Illyrian wings, for example.
Not exactly Tinkerbell, are they?
No. They're powerful, often depicted as bat-like, which is interesting in itself.
Makes you think of, like, gargoyles. You know, intimidating, but often protectors. Like, is there a connection there, do you think? Those subconscious associations.
That's a great point. I wouldn't be surprised at all. These artists are fans, right? They're picking up on those nuances, whether they mean to or not.
It's more than just drawing what he looks like, though, right? It's about capturing, I don't know, the weight of his responsibilities, that hidden vulnerability.
Exactly.
Like, one article talked about how some artists give him, like, a hint of sadness in his eyes, even when he's smirking.
Or they'll pose him in a protective way, like he's shielding someone from harm.
Yes. It's those little details.
Because he had so much depth.
It's like you get this glimpse into his soul, you know, beyond the books even.
Absolutely. And the viewer gets it too, right? It's like this shared understanding of who Rhysand is, all his complexity.
Like the art lets you linger in those unspoken moments.
Yes.
And then, of course, there's that whole other layer of, well, his powers. We could do a whole deep dive on those alone.
Oh, easy. His powers are so visually compelling. Like, you'll see artists using these tendrils of darkness to show his connection to shadows, which, again, it's like a metaphor, right? For his secrets, for how much he carries on his shoulders.
What about his mental powers?
Yeah.
How does that usually translate visually?
Good question. Sometimes you'll see a faint glow around his hands, like he's channeling energy, or sometimes there's this shimmer around his whole form.
Like that moment of intense focus.
Yeah, capturing that sheer force of will.
Oh. That reminds me, I saw some pieces where they were depicting winnowing, which is basically teleportation in their world, right?
Right.
And they were using this really cool effect where his form kind of dissolved into shadows as he was traveling, almost like he was unraveling and then reforming somewhere else. It was amazing.
I love that. And that's the perfect example of how fan art just elevates the whole story. It's not just, look, cool power. It's about showing the burden of it, too. For Rhysand, winnowing isn't just a fun way to travel. It's a reflection of his vigilance, you know?
Yeah.
His willingness to protect others, even if it puts him in danger.
It makes you think about the weight of those choices, doesn't it? Speaking of connections, though, the way fan art portrays Rhysand's relationships is fascinating, especially with Fair, the main female character.
Talk about a relationship for the ages, right? It's intense.
To say the least.
But there's so much passion there and love, and it builds so slowly. The fan art really captures that progression, I think.
Oh, totally. It's like watching their love story unfold brushstroke by brushstroke.
Right.
Like early on, you can feel that pull between them, but there's this uncertainty.
A little fear, even.
Yeah. Rhysand is always so brooding in those early depictions.
Yeah.
Guarded. And that smirk. Oh my gosh, that smirk.
So much of his mystique is packed into that smirk.
It's like its own love language.
Yeah.
Alluring, but also like back off. There's a lot going on here.
Exactly. He's got those walls up, you know.
And then as they grow closer, you literally see the art soften. The smirk becomes a genuine smile, especially when he's with Fair.
It's like the artists are showing how she breaks down his defenses.
How she lets him be his true self.
Yes. And those tiny shifts, just how his expression's drawn, it makes all the difference.
Speaking of differences, I noticed how Fair is often portrayed, not as some damsel in distress, but as this powerful figure beside Rysand, not behind him.
That's so key to their whole dynamic, both in the books and how it's shown in art. It's not about ownership, it's about equality. Mutual respect, that understanding that they both have power and they both have vulnerability.
Makes me wonder if that's part of why it resonates so much with fans.
What do you mean?
Like maybe reflect what people want to see in fiction, you know, those healthier relationship dynamics.
Oh, 100%. People crave that. Stories where love makes you stronger, not weaker.
Where you empower each other. And speaking of empowering relationships, we can't forget Rysand's inner circle. Those guys are the definition of squad goals.
Oh, absolutely. And you see that other side of Rysand in those depictions, the playful side, the genuine affection.
He lets his guard down around them.
Exactly. Like with Cassian and Azriel, his Illyrian brothers, you see those little glances between them that shared history. And then Mor Amren, these are powerful women in their own right. And Rysand respects that strength, especially in women, which is, sadly, kind of rare in fantasy.
It's refreshing.
It is. It shows how much he values them as equals, as partners.
And let's be real. Those scenes in Valaris, the City of Starlight.
Heartwarming. Rysand needs those moments of joy, of celebration. Even a High Lord needs a break, right?
Absolutely. And speaking of Valaris, it's so interesting how the Night Court itself becomes like a character in the art, almost a reflection of Rysand and his whole duality thing.
Oh, yeah, that's a great observation.
Like, Valaris is always so stunning. Shimmering lights on water, the whole city laid out like a star.
City of Starlight, they weren't kidding.
But then you have those other pieces, the ones set in the Court of Nightmares, and those are way more intense.
Darker, yeah. More oppressive, even.
Rysand might be in his cruel mask, you know, the one all sharp edges.
Or on that ebony throne of his practically radiating tower.
It's like those two settings represent the two sides of him, right?
I see what you mean.
Like he's the protector, the nurturer, but also this warrior who's had to make impossible choices.
And the art lets people explore both of those sides, don't you think? It's not just pretty pictures. It's about understanding him more deeply.
Which is so cool. And it's so interesting how those portrayals of Rysand, they kind of shift and change right alongside his character arc in the books, you know?
It really is. Like, you can track his whole journey from darkness to light just in the way he's drawn.
Seriously. It's amazing what those artists pick up on.
Mm.
Early on, it's all shadows and mystery, right? His expression's often hidden. Those eyes are just intense, calculating.
Yeah. And then as the series goes on, as he starts to let love in, let himself be vulnerable, you see it in the art.
It gets softer.
The colors get warmer.
And those eyes, they're still intense, but there's this whole other layer there.
Mm-hmm.
Emotion, you know, you can practically feel it.
Exactly. I've always loved that about art, how you can capture that inner transformation. Speaking of which, have you noticed the way light's used in these pieces?
Oh, yeah. Good point. Like, in the beginning, Rysand's often surrounded by darkness, or his features are obscured.
Right, but later on, light starts to play a bigger role. Maybe it's moonlight or this warm glow that seems to come from within him.
Like he's radiating it outward?
Exactly. It's visual symbolism at its finest, wouldn't you say?
For sure. And that's what I love about fan art. It's not just copying what's on the page. It's about capturing the feeling, the essence of the character.
And how those characters make us feel. We connect with them, so we want to explore them more deeply.
Absolutely. And let's be real, the talent out there is insane.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got digital paintings, charcoal sketches, all kinds of styles, all inspired by the same characters.
It's incredible. It just goes to show you the power of a good story, wouldn't you say? That it can spark this much creativity, this level of passion.
Totally. These stories, they don't just live in the books. They live in the hearts and minds of the fans.
And they take on a life of their own, which, hey, that's what we love to see here at The Deep Dive.
Taking a deep dive.
Yeah.
Sparking that curiosity.
It's all connected.
So, as always, we want to hear from you. What stood out to you in our Rysand fan art exploration? Anything surprise you?
Did it make you want to revisit the books? Maybe see something you missed before? Let us know.
Because here at The Deep Dive, we believe every exploration is just the beginning.
Exactly. There's always more to uncover, more to discuss. Until next time.